In today's complex financial environment, many retirees are at a loss of exactly what to do. What retirement issues should you be considering? When it comes to your existing financial retirement strategy, have you really covered all of your bases? Are there any important retirement factors you have overlooked? Why spend another minute wondering? Call 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com and get your free financial retirement kit. Dr. Ron Caskey's time and financial retirement kit is always provided at absolutely no cost. He offers a unique approach to a number of important items that you may want to consider when creating a sound retirement strategy for the days ahead. Your retirement is far too important to leave to chance. Call Dr. Ron Caskey at 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com and get your free financial retirement kit today. The number again is 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com now.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey here. Just a couple of minutes introduction to the Bible Views radio show. You can hear it in the KLTV listening audience every Sunday afternoon from 2 o'clock to 3 p.m. every Sunday. And then just like my Saturday Ron Caskey show, they're both archived over on my website at www.ronkasky.com. So that's R-O-N-C-A-S-K-E-Y. .com. Now, I'm inviting you to stay tuned to this one-hour show today, and what the Bible Views radio show, pretty normal standard operating procedure. I usually read some articles that pertain to your church, your household, to Christians, to homeschooling, things that affect our lives as Christians here in the United States. Then I go down some headlines that I get out of the Sword of the Lord every week that you're not going to get in the left-wing nut socialist media. And I read some of those headlines and describe some of those. I usually sing a song off of one of my albums. I've recorded 5 gospel albums, stereo albums, 50 songs. And I normally pull one of those off and play it, usually by about the start of the second segment of my Bible Views radio show. Then I invite you, if you're stationary, to grab a Bible and follow through with me in your Bible on what does the Bible have to say about financial freedom? What does the Bible have to say about investing? What does the Bible have to say about giving, lending, charging interest, paying interest, collecting interest? What is the Bible? See, there's 450 some odd verses in the Bible on wealth, riches, abundance, and prosperity. There's 15 on poverty. So I break that down every Sunday. I talk about Joseph, the first financial planner in the Bible. I talk about taking offerings, financing the church. Just all kinds of things, and it's all from the Bible. What does the Bible have to say about God's money? It's all God's money. So stay tuned. Thanks for listening. Welcome once again to the Bible Views radio show. I'm Dr. Ron Caskey. I'm your host. I'm here every week at this same time. And also welcome to a brand new year, 2026. I spent some time on this on yesterday's Ron Caskey show. And I said, I always get excited on the threshold of a brand new year. And I get really irritated at all of the news feeds and the Denver Compost and everybody that rehashes everything in 2025. I don't remember, the Denver Compost or the Wall Street Journal laid out two full pages of important people who died in 2025. Excuse me, were some of them unimportant who died in 2025? Everybody that dies, for the most part, is important to somebody. But hey, we lived it. It's like rehashing 9/11 every year. We look at those videos again. I don't. I watched them live the first time. And so you can't do anything. You can't change yesterday, folks. Why worry about it and rehash it and try and go back and you can't do anything about it. But I get really excited about a brand new year and 2026 and how I can help people with your retirement and help people spiritually and get people saved and into the kingdom. As long as the Lord tarries his coming, we can work and work for him and get lost people saved and baptized and discipled and into church. If you can find one with a Bible preacher, they're scarce as hen's teeth these days. And so anyway, there you go. Welcome to 2026. And so far, the times I've written the date, the last 3 days, I remembered it was 2026. So there you go. Let me help you. I can help you with your retirement, your finances, protect, preserve, grow it, recession-proof, get lifetime income till you die or hit 120, capture the upside of the market with absolutely none of the downside risk. That's what I do every day, Monday through Friday, ain't to faint in half a day on Saturday. And then I go over to the Western Slope, usually every 2 weeks, but Christmas and New Year's bit us, and so I was three this time, but I'll be over there this coming Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So give me a call, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. I'll give you my numbers at least five more times during the radio shows today. So keep a pen and a paper handy and jot them down. I try to read articles and headlines out of the Sword of the Lord every week. By the way, if you don't subscribe to it, you should. It's only, $24.95 a year, comes out every 2 weeks, mailed directly to your home or your post office box, and it's jam-packed full. It's 24 pages of Bible sermons, newspaper articles like I read on here that you'll never get. Out of the socialist, communist, liberal, left-wing, nut, Democrat-owned printed press. You'll never get these articles, and all you get out of those other people are fake news and leaning way, way, way to the left, and most of it is put out there by satanic atheists, anti-Americans, and so what do you expect when you read the Denver Compost, you know? So there's articles in here on noteworthy news, which is the most of them. And then there's education, chaos, and crisis. And you know how I feel about the public education system run by a communist teachers union. And then articles on pro-life articles and against abortion, which I, of course, and every Christian should be against the wholesale murder of live babies. And so those are the main three headings that I cover here out of the Sword of the Lord. So noteworthy news, and this pops up all the time. Listen up. Liberal Protestant churches proclaim holiness of transgenderism. In mid-November, several liberal Protestant and Jewish denominations declared transgenderism as holy? Are you kidding me? The Wednesday statement, which included signatures of leaders from the Episcopal Church, the Presbyterian Church, USA, the United Church of Christ, I don't know why they included this one because it isn't a church, the Unitarian Universalist Association, that's the furthest thing from a church you can possibly get, the Union for Reform Judaism, an Association of Quakers, and many others. So this is why I say denomination doesn't cut it when you lean on your denomination, whatever that is, to get into heaven. But if you're associated with any one of those churches' titles that I just read, usually the Episcopalians are in on that, the Methodist is in on that, and run, Forrest, run. But the statement went on to suggest that opposing transgenderism is sinful. Really? I got news for you people. Transgenderism is sinful. And these denominations claim that opposing transgenderism is sinful, reiterating the belief that transgender, non-binary, and intersex individuals are intrinsically holy. No, they're not. They're satanic atheists. There's not anything about them that is holy. So the article says, as such, we raise our voices in solidarity to unequivocally proclaim the holiness of transgender, non-binary, and intersex people, as well as the recognition of the entire spectrum of gender identity and expression, the statement said. Are you kidding me? LGBTQIA 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is nothing but satanic atheism, anti-God, anti-Christian, anti-Bible, anti-everything that is decent, and these mainstream denominations are claiming they're holy? Wow. Federal appeals court okays enforcement of Texas drag show ban. Well, duh. A federal appeals court says Texas can move forward with enforcing a ban on drag shows and other lewd performances in public or in the presence of children. The U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals vacated a lower court injunction on November 6th that had blocked enforcement of Texas Senate Bill 12, which regulates sexually oriented performances on public property or in the presence of minors. Well, again, duh. Nigerian pastor facing death threats over plea to protect Christians. A pastor in Nigeria is facing death threats for speaking out on Islamic extremist attacks on Christians and calling for protection against genocide. Ezekiel Dacomo told reporters in Jos on October 24th that Islamic extremists have marked him for assassination for calling on the Nigerian U.S. governments to help protect Christians against genocide. They ought to protect Christians against Muslims and Islam and Sharia law and Allah. They ought to be protected because there isn't anything scriptural, biblical, or holy about Islam, Muslims, Sharia. No, they're satanic atheists. Don't call me on that, because I'm going to tell you again, there's only two powers in the universe, God and Satan, period, end of story. It's not God and Islam and on and on and on. No, it's you're either for God and against Satan, or you're for Satan against God. And so that's why I'm very, very adamant on that. Back to Nigerian pastor. The statements followed an October 15th video of Pastor Dekomo standing in a mass grave with the bodies of at least 12 slain church members. Do you think Christians murdered those people? No. Satanic atheist Muslims and Hamas killed them. Criticizing the Nigerian government for denying genocide against Christians, the bodies in the mass grave were reportedly those of Christians killed by suspected Fulani herdsmen in Rakus village, Hipang district, and Rawura village in blah, blah, blah. The Nigerian government keeps denying that there's no genocide against Christians in Nigeria. Really? They've killed thousands of Christians in Nigeria. And so there you go. Supreme Court sidesteps. Liberty Council founder. Sorry, I got to straighten this paper out because it's on that article is on a fold. And I'm not going to shut the mic off to do it. Supreme Court sidesteps. Liberty Council founder and chairman Matt Staver said the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to deny the petition for cert in Davis versus Ermold is heartbreaking for Kim Davis and for religious freedom. Kim received the religious accommodation she desired to have her name removed from marriage licenses in three forms just months after the 2015 Obergefell opinion was handed down. This accommodation came from Democrat Governor Stephen Beshear in September 2015, from Republican Governor Matt Bevin in December 2015, and from a bill unanimously passed by the state legislature in April 2016. Kim Davis received the simple accommodation she requested, and these two guys received a license, but they wanted Kim's name on their license. When that did not happen, they continued the case as a vendetta against Kim to punish her for her Christian faith that marriage between one man and one woman was between one man and one woman. Government officials do not shed their constitutional rights upon election. The majority of Supreme Court justices know that Obergefell is wrong, and this case should have been granted review and reversed that unconstitutional opinion. We are committed to overturning Obergefell, like the abortion issue in Roe versus Wade. That opinion has no basis in the U.S. Constitution. Marriage should have never been federalized. We have been and will continue working with state legislatures and individuals to overturn Obergefell, to return the marriage issue back to the states. It's not a matter of if, but when Obergefell will be overturned. Well, it's a good thing that's the end of that article, because I looked up and I'm done with this segment. Give me a call, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. You can call me this afternoon for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office this coming week. Stay tuned. I will be right back.
Walter J. Hopp of Hopp & Associates is a law practice limited to estate and business planning. Walter is a Colorado native with extensive experience with clients local and nationwide, and is a former partner in a large multi-state estate planning law firm, affiliated with several professional groups to provide the most current and unique solutions for his clients. Walter is the author of articles and a book on estate planning, and a frequent speaker over the years to lawyers and groups alike. Again, on estate planning, Walter offers a unique approach for how to protect yourself and loved ones from a litigious and expensive legal system. And listen to this, your first meeting with Walter is free. That's right, free. To see if they can improve on planning that you may already have in place, call Walter and Associates PC of Longmont. Call today, 303-776-4045, or email him at walterhopp@hopplaw.org.
Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here just for 60 seconds to tell you about orphan 401ks. I've been talking about that for several weeks, did a couple of webinars on it. If you have left a job and left a 401k behind, that is an orphan 401k that no one cares about, no one's contributing to, no one's matching your money, and if you leave it there long enough, the fees will destroy that orphan 401k. So we can move that into an IRA annuity. It's just a matter of paperwork, a transfer form, and get it out of there into something that'll grow for you. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Here's my number, 303-710-3791. Do it today. Don't put it off. All right, welcome back to my second segment of today's Bible Views radio show. I'm Dr. Ron Caskey. I'm your host. I'm here every week at the same time. Grab a pen, piece of paper, jot down my phone numbers, and give me a call. You can call me on Sunday afternoon. If I'm not in church or doing something else, I'll answer. If I don't, please leave a message, and I will call you back. And what you want to do is call me and get on my calendar for this coming week. And the holidays, D-A-Z-E, they're over. And so we can get back to work. I only take off Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, and that's it. These carriers, life insurance companies, and all their support people, most of them took off Monday before Christmas and didn't show up again until they won't show up again until next Monday, the 5th. And I just keep doing what I do. And so, nevertheless, give me a call. Get on my calendar for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office starting tomorrow morning. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me for a no-cost appointment this coming week. We're going to start off this new year because it always makes people ask the same question. What's going to happen next? And so we're going to start in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So that's where we're headed today. If you're stationary, grab a Bible. I've got a lot of Bible verses that we're going to talk about today. But first, and I sang this song on yesterday's radio show. I try to put these in on Saturday because people over on the Western Slope, for whatever reason, that station doesn't air my Bible Views radio show. They air Saturday's show twice, Saturday and Sunday. It doesn't make sense to me, but it is what it is. So anyway, for them, they asked me, would you sing one of your songs on Saturday's radio show because we enjoy it. So I put this one up yesterday and I said, you know, we just followed the celebration of the virgin birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. That's what Christmas is all about. And because of that, I thought, you know what? Here's a good song. I recorded it a long time ago. Still sing it in churches on weekends. But it's called Jesus, We Just Want to Thank You. And so let me sing that song for you, and then we'll start over in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. Here you are. Jesus, We Just Want to Thank You.
Jesus, we just want to thank you. Jesus, we just want to thank you. Jesus, we just want to thank you. Thank you for being so good. Jesus, we just want to praise you. Jesus, we just want to praise you. Jesus, we just want to praise you. Jesus, we just want to tell you. Jesus, we just want to tell you. Jesus, we just want to tell you. We love you for being
go. Jesus, we just want to thank you, and we know you're coming. You know, folks, we're living in the last days. There isn't anything in Scripture to put off or delay the rapture of the church. That's the next event on God's calendar, and it could happen before this radio show ends today. It could. Are you ready? There are no mulligans, there are no do-overs after the trumpet sounds. That's it. So if you're not sure you're saved, if you just want to make sure that you are, give me a call. Let's settle that first. Then we can talk about your retirement and your money and so on. So on the threshold of a brand new year, we're only 4 days in. And it always, people always ask the question, I wonder what's going to happen next? What's coming this year? I don't know. I know last year you can't do anything about. So drop it. Forget it. Move on. The Bible never tells us to fear the future, but it also never tells us to be careless with today. So new year gives us uncertainty. Markets are uncertain. Government's uncertain. Health's uncertain. God is not uncertain. God controls the future, but he holds us accountable for stewardship in the present. We're accountable for our time. Everybody has the same amount of time in the bank every week. I think that's, if I recall, 168 hours in every week. Everybody has that until it's over. And how you spend that is really important. So we're trusting God with the future while faithfully managing today. So I said we're going to start in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And in the rest of that chapter, you see the hall of fame of faithful people throughout Scripture. And it continues, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. By faith Enoch, but without faith it is impossible to please him. By faith Noah. By faith Abraham. By faith he sojourned in the land, for he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. And it goes on and on and on. It's the hall of fame of people who lived by faith. And we need to continue that stewardship of our time by being faithful and living by faith. See, faith is not blind optimism. Faith is confidence in God's promises before the results are visible. That applies to salvation. It applies to life. It applies to money. It applies to the future. So every new year begins with hope and questions. We can't see the future, but God already stands in it. So in this new year, unknown outcomes, markets change, governments change, health can change. But as I said before, God does not change. Faith trusts God for tomorrow. Stewardship obeys God today. So Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, that's always been my life verses as long as I can remember. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 were my life's verses. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. You need to live by those two verses. So trust is commanded. Anxiety throughout Old and New Testament is forbidden. God invites confidence, not fear. So Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. And people spend their entire lives worrying about what ifs, what ifs, what ifs. What about what if this happens tomorrow? What if it doesn't? And so Matthew says, take no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. And so we're commanded to live by faith and not be anxious and worry about tomorrow. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, God said, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. God says he thinks these thoughts toward us, not of evil, but of peace, and not of evil, to give you an expected end. We need to trust the one who knows the end from the beginning, instead of just continually worrying about what's going to happen if. And so take no thought for tomorrow. Worry never improved tomorrow, but trust does. So just to clarify, trusting God instead of ignoring reality. Trusting God instead of gambling with our resources. Trusting God and refusing wisdom. So, God commands stewardship, not presumption. So let's look at Luke chapter 14 and verse 28, where it says, "For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it?" Every now and then, I drive by a construction project. There's one just up the road from us. This house is set not even half finished for at least a year. I don't think somebody counted the cost before they started. My time's up. We'll come back to that. Call me, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me this afternoon for a no-cost appointment. Stay tuned. Be right back. Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here just for 60 seconds to tell you about orphan 401ks. I've been talking about that for several weeks, did a couple of webinars on it. If you have left a job and left a 401k behind, that is an orphan 401k that no one cares about, no one's contributing to, no one's matching your money, and if you leave it there long enough, the fees will destroy that orphan 401k. So we can move that into an IRA annuity. It's just a matter of paperwork, a transfer form, and get it out of there into something that'll grow for you. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Here's my number, 303-710-3791. Do it today. Don't put it off.
Walter J. Hopp of Hopp & Associates is a law practice limited to estate and business planning. Walter is a Colorado native with extensive experience with clients local and nationwide, and is a former partner in a large multi-state estate planning law firm, affiliated with several professional groups to provide the most current and unique solutions for his clients. Walter is the author of articles and a book on estate planning, and a frequent speaker over the years to lawyers and groups alike. Again, on estate planning, Walter offers a unique approach for how to protect yourself and loved ones from a litigious and expensive legal system. And listen to this, your first meeting with Walter is free, that's right, free, to see if they can improve on planning that you may already have in place. Call Walter and Associates PC of Longmont. Call today, 303-776-4045, or email him at walterhopp@hopplaw.org.
Welcome back to my third and final segment. On this clock, I can't stop it. Call me, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me this afternoon for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office starting tomorrow morning. My time never cost you anything, ever. So, we finished up last segment with Luke 14:28. Count the cost before you begin construction, and then don't worry about the outcome. So, 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 2. "Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful." You need to be faithful with your time. You need to be faithful with your testimony. You need to be faithful with your talents. You need to be faithful in your prayer life. You need to be faithful in your church attendance and giving and your life. So be faithful with your time and your talents and your testimony and your money. Be faithful in all of those things. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 5 says, "The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness, but of everyone that is hasty, only to want." So you lay it out, you plan it out, and then you go to work and just go do it. The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness. So planning and organization is biblical. Discipline honors God. Faithfulness matters more than appearance. One of the best things my dad ever did for me when I was 11 or 12 years old, he gave me the book Cheaper by the Dozen. And it was about this man that had 12 kids and how he organized their family and their lives daily. And I remember that book. I've read it several times. I recommend it for you and for your kids. And he taught the principles that book and my dad taught me still stand today, and they're part of me. So let's apply this to, as far as planning and discipline and faithfulness, let's apply it to money. Budgeting is stewardship. See, one of the main things I did when I pastored and built Christian schools, that's why this was such an easy transition for me to deal with people's finances and their retirement, because I taught budgets, taught people how to budget their money and how to budget their time and so on. That's what I did for 25 plus years full time. So budgeting is stewardship. Savings is stewardship. Avoiding unnecessary risk is stewardship. Folks, it's part of our lives, part of what we should be doing on a daily basis. One of the things I enjoy the week between Christmas and New Year's, I've taken some appointments during this time, but it's also a slack time, and it allows me to catch up in organization and organizing my office and my notes and so on, and cleaning things up and getting ready so that I can hit the ground running in this new year. And so time is important. So back to money. Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 7. "The rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender." I had a guy one time say, "I'm not a slave. You are if you owe anybody money. The borrower is servant to the lender." Remember that. If you ever get tired of being a slave to a lost, unsaved, satanic atheist banker or mortgage holder or car loan lender or credit card company, you're giving God's money and interest to lost people, to waste God's money. That's why the borrower is servant to the lender. Don't forget that. The rich ruleth over the poor. So faith never excuses foolishness. That's why I am so dead set against Cripple Creek, Las Vegas, Biloxi, Mississippi, Black Hawk. Gambling is foolishness. It's wasting God's money and wasting God's time. The times that we've been to Las Vegas or Reno or those places where I have clients, I'm always amazed, because the hotels that we stay in, you've got to walk through acres of slot machines and blackjack tables and roulette tables and so on, and people just sitting there wasting their time and wasting their money and getting free drinks. Are you kidding me? The drunker you get, the more time and money you're going to spend. And that just never made any sense to me. And so faith never excuses foolishness. Excuse me, I'm on a tear here on faithfulness. So let's talk about preparing for the future without worshiping it. Go to James 4:13-15. Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. You need to look that up, James 4:13-15, and learn to live by that. We ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. So we plan, but God decides. We plan, but God decides. So let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 10. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Let me back up to that first sentence. The love of money is the root of all evil. See, Hollyweird, they get this all screwed up, and so do a lot of Christians. They say, oh, don't you know money's the root of all evil? No. The love of money is the root of all evil. Nothing moves on planet Earth without money. So it's not money that is evil. It's what you do with it. The love of money is the root of all evil. So money is not condemned in the Bible. That's why I say over and over and over, there's over 450 verses in the Bible on wealth, riches, abundance, and prosperity. There's 15 on poverty. And way too many Christians think it's noble to be poor. And if you've got money or you're rich, you're just not spiritual. Well, that's just not so. That's a lie that Satan has fed a lot of Christians. And so understand, money is not condemned in the Bible. The love of money is what's condemned in the Bible. Stewardship serves God. Greed replaces God. Let me say that again. Stewardship serves God. Greed replaces God. And that's, I have a serious problem with Gates and Buffett and Soros and all of these people that have billions of dollars. And what irritates me about them, not that they have money, but it's what they do with it and what they don't do with it. Not one time will you ever hear Bill Gates or Melinda Gates. Not one time will you ever hear Warren Buffett. Not one time, certainly not, will you hear George Soros or any number of other billionaires that are so popular because they've got, not one time will you ever hear any one of those contributing one single dollar to the work of the Lord? Not one time do they give money to churches. Not one time do they support missionaries on the foreign field. Not one time do they give a single cent to the spread of the gospel. Not one time. And that is nothing but greed. Greed replaces God. God has no place in Bill Gates's life. God has no place in Warren Buffett's life. God has no place in George Soros's life. And I'll remind them, and I'll remind you, the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. One of these days, the righteous will have it all, and the lost will be in hell for all eternity. So Money is a tool, but when it becomes the focus, it becomes a trap. So let's look at Matthew chapter 25 and verses 14 through 30. I don't have time left here to read all of those, but this is the story, the parable of the talents. And for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, and another one 2, and another one 1. And he tells what the result of those were. The one with 5 talents doubled it. The one with 2 talents doubled it. The one with 1 talent said, "Oh, I buried mine in a napkin in the ground." And the Lord said unto him on the 5 and the 2, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Well done, thou good and faithful servant." But the one that buried his in the ground and didn't invest it scripturally, then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, "Lord, I knew that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast sown and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid and went and hid my talent." His Lord said unto him, "Thou wicked and slothful servant." Now, there's nothing wrong with saving money for the future, but it is wrong to not earn 100% interest on your money. And that is a Bible mandate. And so he finishes verse 30, "And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." So faithful servants are prepared, and they multiplied what they had. The fearful servant, he was afraid he'd lose it. He buried it. And what God entrusted him with. God does not reward fear. He rewards faithfulness. So, safest place in the new year? Psalm 37 and verse 3 says, "Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed." So the safest place in the new year is not an investment in the largest casino in the world. It's obedience. God controls the future. We control obedience. Faith trusts God for what we cannot see. Stewardship proves it by how we live. My time's up. Give me a call. Let me help you with that. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me today for a no-cost appointment starting tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye. Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey here. You know, people go to Las Vegas, Cripple Creek, Central City, whatever, and they say, "If I pull this handle one more time, surely I'll win." People get off the airplanes all happy. They get back on the same airplane 3 days later all sad. My point in saying that is the market will not sustain highs. It goes up and it goes down. So I'm suggesting that you don't wait until the market tanks to get your money changed over to a safety net. That's where I come in. I do everything with indexed annuities where the risk is on the life insurance company instead of on your shoulders. I do it all with indexed annuities and life insurance. So if you're interested in capturing the upside of the market with none of the downside risk, I'm the guy you want to talk to. And my time never costs you a penny, ever. All you got to do is pick up the phone, call me, get on my calendar, and I'll bring the information to you. Here's my numbers. Call me now. Don't put it off. Don't wait until the market tanks. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. pick up the phone right now. Get on my calendar. Don't put it off. 877-218-1972. Again, my name's Dr. Ron Caskey. My time doesn't cost you a penny ever. Call me now. Thanks. Bye. Well, there you go. Bible Views Radio Show for today. Hope you enjoyed it, listening to it as much as I enjoy every week doing these one-hour radio shows. The Ron Caskey Show is here on the KLTT listening audience 1 to 2 o'clock on Saturdays, and this Bible Views Radio Show every Sunday 2 to 3 p.m. on Sunday afternoons. And then, of course, they're archived for 1 week. They're put up on my website at www.roncaskey.com. If you have questions concerning the Bible and what the Bible has to say about any subject, actually, just understand this. I don't debate or argue the Bible. See, a lot of people say, well, God said it. I believe it. That settles it. I got news for you. God said it. That settles it. And speaking of settle it, let me just explain to you the most important thing you could call me about is your salvation. Do you know if you died today that you'd go to spend eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ? If you're not sure of that, by all means, pick up the phone today and call me, and I'll tell you what the Bible says, and it's real simple, but you do need to be born again. You need to be saved. Once we settle that matter of salvation, then we can talk about God's money and how you can protect it, preserve it, and grow it. Now, to do that, you need to get on my calendar for next week. I know it's Sunday. I don't take appointments on Sunday. I don't work this business on Sunday. But I can answer my cell phone. And so if I'm not in church or doing something else this afternoon, then pick up the phone and call me this afternoon or this evening. But one thing you do need to do is set an appointment for this coming week. Give me 30-ish minutes to bring information to you and your spouse, if there is one, at your home or McDonald's, and show you how I can help you protect, preserve, and grow God's money. Here's my toll-free number. As I said, you can use it today, and I'll call you back. Here it is, 877-218-1972. 877-218-1972. Hey, have a blessed Lord's Day. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.